Phoenix. Otto Lopez hit a three-run homer, Noah Skrowe threw five quality innings, and Canada shut out Colombia 5-0 Tuesday at the World Baseball Classic. Canada led 1-0 going into the eighth inning, but Owen Casey had a two-out RBI single to push the lead to 2-0. Lopez's three-run shot in the ninth gave them an even bigger cushion. Prince George's Jared Young was on base at the time, having hit a single earlier in the inning. Young went 1-for-4 at the plate and took first base after being hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. Canada's pitching staff gave up just five hits and one walk, bouncing back from a 12-1 loss to the United States on Monday. "I couldn't ask for much more, really," Skrowe said. "I mean, went about as good as you could ask for it to go. Just trying to be as aggressive as I could and give us a chance to win and give us as much length as possible." Colombia's Oscar Mercado had two hits. Adrian Almeida took the loss, giving up one run over three innings. Canada first baseman and Los Angeles Dodgers star Freddie Freeman left the game in the fourth inning because of a hamstring injury. He ran gingerly out of the batter's box after popping up in the third. Young had been playing left field at the time and moved to first base to replace Freeman. Right now he had tightness in his hammy. "And of course for precautionary reasons we took him out of the game right away," Canada manager Ernie Witt said. "He felt something on one of his swings, his second at bat. So again, we would do that to anyone if there's discomfort or something like that, we're going to take them out." Witt said Freeman would likely miss Canada's final Pool C game Wednesday against Mexico. "We're waiting from the doctors to see what they say and also the Dodgers," Witt said. "Again, that's the most important thing is his health." Canada improved to 2-1 in Group C, while Colombia is 1-2. Canada can advance to the World Baseball Classic quarterfinals for the first time with a win over Mexico tomorrow afternoon. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 14, 2023. The Canadian Press.